Ocasio-Cortez, White Supremacy is Often Subconscious and Remains Dormant. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, suggested in a series of tweets Wednesday evening that people harbor white supremacist views without realizing it, as they are often subconscious and remain dormant in us. The freshman lawmaker explained how she views both white supremacy and white supremacists and suggested that many hold these views without realizing it. There is a difference between white supremacists and white supremacy. White supremacy is like a virus, she began. Supremacists are those who have been completely overcome by the disease. But supremacy, the virus, exists on a larger scale beyond just the infected. It also lays dormant, she explained, adding that it is often subconscious as well. Addressing white supremacy, according to the lawmaker, is not as simple as condemning the KKK or the ideology as a whole. Because far too many people refuse to look in the mirror and realize that they, too, harbor supremacist views. She continued. Healing ourselves of white supremacy will be hard. It will be hard because it requires us to confront ourselves. We wish it was as simple as denouncing a white hood, a burnt cross, vile language. But we need to address where supremacy begins, not just where it ends. Perhaps more than the obvious last steps of the supremacist, we must examine the nuance of their first steps. That is a painful inquiry, VC for many, we may see familiarity in those first steps. And that familiarity is very difficult to see plus admit. We'd rather not talk about it. Recognizing white supremacy in ourselves, our institutions, our subconscious, our own past remarks or acts, no matter how consciously unintentional, is what makes the healing work ahead challenging. But it is not impossible, and confronting it is the only way to move forward. Because of that, Ocasio-Cortez is calling on the nation to focus conversations on white supremacy and racism rather than individual white supremacists and racists. Once people, i.e. Trump supporters, begin realizing that they are succumbing to the virus, the country can progress, she suggests. The tweets echo what the socialist lawmaker told the crowd at a Brooklyn vigil for the El Paso and Dayton victims Monday night, urging people who are falling into the grips of white supremacy to come back because there is a mother waiting for you. I know there's a teacher waiting for you saying what happened to my kid? Ocasio-Cortez said. What happened to my friend? And we will always be here and hold space for you to come back, she said. So I don't want to hear the question, is this president racist? Anymore, Ocasio-Cortez said. He is. It remains unclear if Ocasio-Cortez believes it is too late for the president.